This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow at 8 Eastern on CBS, Sunday at 4 Eastern on CBS Sports Network, the cable sports channel.
And I believe the late game on Sunday is on NFL Network. So
There you go. Fantastic. Will you watch any of the football this weekend, Carver?
It's going to be tough because I got so much going on this weekend. It might be an issue for me to watch it. It's Nicole's birthday tomorrow.
Wow. Nicole's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday from all of us to her.
So
I didn't know that. That's a big day.
I've got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. It's going to be tough.
Are you prepared for the birthday?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
All right.
I did see for the AAF, your boy Christian Hackenberg, who could never get a snap with the Jets, will be the starting quarterback for the Memphis team as he beat out, I guess, Zach Mettenberger.
Christian Hackenberg. I love that guy.
He gets the start this weekend.
Think about that guy for a second, right? Hackenberg, right? Didn't he, you know, get, like, drafted and everything, right? So the guy was standing on the sideline in the NFL for a few seasons. What, about three seasons, four? Never played a minute. And now look at him. Now he's playing in this alliance. Do you feel that finally we're going to get to see the guy play football? So is it a showcase for him or is it a demotion for him?
I think it's a showcase for him because he never got the chance to play with the Jets. Now look, they clearly felt that he wasn't good enough to play or else you think they would have gave him some snaps. I mean, they had a couple of years he was there where they had nothing going on down the stretch. They could have played him if they thought he could play. So I think this is a little chance for him to – all these guys in this league, this is all they're doing is trying to showcase themselves to get NFL jobs. I'm sure they're not too concerned about winning an AAF title. This is more about getting a job next year in the NFL. That's
yeah. Mavi, are you going to watch the games at all, the Alliance, or you're out? You're not going to watch any of that, I'm guessing?
I'll probably check them out in the future. This week's going to be tough. I got a lot going on at the house, trying to completely redo a room. I tore it down to the studs before, so now we're putting up the insulation, the sheetrock, spackling, all that kind of stuff. So my parents are going to be over. We're having dinner between the parents tomorrow night, nice steak dinner. So I'm not going to be checking out the AAF while I'm at Ruth's Chris tomorrow.
Wow. So are you not looking forward to spending a week with Boston at the Ferrella Palatial?
Not at all. But I'll do it anyway because I love you and your family.
You're a great human being and a fine American.
I am.
And a leader of men.
I'm a saint.
Listen, any beer and booze you need that you can find in the house, as you know, I have a full bar downstairs with thousands of bottles of whiskey and vodka and rum and tequila. So and beer.
Some of us still got to work while you're gone.
Listen, anything you need when you get home from the late, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you get home at 4 a.m., just have a stiff belt. You're good to go. And then, enjoy walking Hercules down the street. And he'll, do his thing. And then you'll be able to hang out with him all night and he'll shed on your face.
Lovely. Can't wait to have to wash every single article of clothing I bring there for like three times over to get rid
of
the hair.
So when the dog plays with you, it doesn't play, it bites you.
No, it attacks.
He bites. So when he plays, he bites. His idea of having fun is biting your hand off. Not good.
He doesn't want to tug the rope toy. He wants to tug your arm.
Carver Eye's been telling me for years to get rid of the dog.
Get rid of that dog. I told you. But the betting lines have finally come out for these games this weekend.
Wait a minute. What?
Orlando is a four-point favorite over Atlanta.
Wait, what did you say?
Tomorrow night.
Wait, what?
I have the lines here.
This is unbelievable.
Whoa.
So Matt Sims gets the start over Aaron Murray for the Atlanta team. How about that?
What?
So Aaron Murray, after all of that, is not even starting?
Correct. Matt Sims will start.
Can you believe this?
So Aaron Murray's on the Atlanta team, and he's standing on the sideline?
Correct.
Oh, God. I've seen it all.
Denard Robinson on the Atlanta team as the starting running back.
I remember him at one
Michigan
point or another. Yeah. And so he's their running back?
Yes. Remember, he played some running back for the Jaguars in the league.
Right.
So there you go. The next game, San Antonio's a 3.5-point favorite over San Diego.
Isn't that the Fleet?
Correct.
I'm a fan of anything in San Diego. I root for all the teams there, including the Padres.
Sunday, you've got Birmingham, a big 2.5-point choice over Memphis in the early game on Sunday.
Birmingham and Memphis. I like that. Beale Street against the Jocks.
And then the late game on Sunday, Salt Lake will be getting 4.5 at Arizona.
Oh, the baby! They'll be getting it because Arizona's the favorites to win the league.
Correct. That's the Rick Neuheisel-led Arizona team. The Arizona
they will not win. Shots. They will not win the championship because of Rick Neuheisel.
Probably.
What did he ever win? Besides nothing.
See, the late game is 8 o'clock
doesn't
on Sunday night.
Doesn't he do, like, college football on with Jonesy, right?
Right.
I see him on the network, right, doing the Saturday afternoons.
See, that's the one game I may see this weekend. 8 o'clock Sunday night. NFL Network is the Salt Lake.
Plop
Arizona
that on.
Game.
Mac and Jax, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Sorry, I'm getting excited for the AEFC. Being a Southeastern guy, we got some good Southeastern cities going to be going at it. It's football.
That's man. About all you got going for you is some good cities, because I'm not buying that yet. I'm not, like, I got to see it to believe it, because I've seen all this stuff before, and they all end up flopping. Let's face facts. The XFL flopped. The USFL flopped. I mean, at the end of the day, they all did. Arena football has, you know, flopped multiple times, right? I don't even know how it's still breathing. Like, they've gone under and then come back from the dead. All these football leagues don't work. That's what happens. The NFL is the deal, and that's it.
Yeah, but the thing is, we know what happened with the USFL. 45 messed that up. That thing was going pretty good. 45 messed it up by trying to go head on with the big boys. Stay in the springtime. Stay in your spot. Stay in your lane.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to repeat myself. I'll believe it when I see it, that this is going to be some kind of fantastic thing. I think people should be very careful with their, you know, you know what I'm doing all weekend? I'm watching AAF football until you're picking your nose so far. It's like having a crane up your nose. You'll be sitting there watching a game. You'll be digging for Shasta in your nose and eating popcorn with the same hand. Check out. Ooh. I don't even know what just happened right there, but it did not sound good.
Well, I'll be tuned in because I'm a football fanatic.
Well, there you go. So you enjoy that crappy football you'll be watching. Have fun with that. Okay. I'm watching Virginia and Duke, okay? So you watch the crappy game. Let me know how it works out for you. I'll turn it on. I guarantee you're going to be disappointed. I'll be shocked if I come in here on Monday and I'm like, man, did you see that? That was better than the Super Bowl. But then again, anything would be better than that Super Bowl. All right, Mac, get a hold of yourself.
I mean, I think the gambling aspect of it, because it's a lot more.
You start betting on the AAF, and you're going to need a therapist.
I think that after this weekend, you get a little look at the teams. You can start to break it down a little bit. But I think that gambling is a little bit more prominent now than the days of the – and I'm talking about legalized gambling.
Right.
Obviously, there was gambling in the 80s when the USFL was
right.
around. But I'm talking to the extent that there is now. Don't you think now with a little bit more open-doored, legalized gambling that it could make it more interesting and more people will get involved? I just think that that could be a nice
– I think that
will help it.
I think that there's going to be a lot of, let's say, at the sports books, there's going to be a lot of football on the screens. And people are going to be going, what the hell is that? And then they're going to finally say, oh, that's that new league. And then eventually they're going to tell us, because, I mean, they're trying to sell it right now that it's on CBS, CBS Sports Network, NFL Network. They're lucky. I think they have some smart people, if you will, that are behind it, that are getting their games on these channels. I mean, obviously, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, isn't that what you said? There's going
right.
to be a game
tomorrow
on
night,
CBS.
Tomorrow 8 o'clock, and then Sunday at 4 and 8.
I mean, that's unbelievable to me, if you ask me, that CBS is willing to air this new league on the network in prime time. And, they're probably, my guess is they're going to get smoked in the ratings with something else that's on network television. I don't know.
I mean, the only thing that's on sports-wise on network television is what? That Thunder Rocket game will be on.
That'll be on.
On ABC.
I would think that'll beat it. But, like, if they had a show, I'm just saying, let's say it was on a night, and it's not. But if, like, it was up against, like, This Is Us or whatever these shows
right.
that are, they would
well,
kill
that. Well, that's why
that.
Saturday night's okay, because there's no show, nobody puts shows like that on Saturday night.
True
Saturday
enough.
Saturday night's
but
not a bad night
but,
to do it.
And I'll give you that. I'm not even trying to be right. Do you think people actually watch television on Saturday
no.
night?
No.
I mean, people go out. out, they go to dinner, and they try to get some relations going. That's what I do on Saturdays.
Now, I was reading one thing that this that they're also going to do is they've already got, like, some kind of partnership with the MGM where they're going to be putting, like chips and stuff or you know, things inside the players, like pads, that they're going to be able to track these guys, and they're going to have, like, enhanced in-game betting, like, in terms of how far runs are. Like, there's going to be – they're going to try to take in-game betting to, like, another level with this league. Basically, here's what this league is. This league is for things that they can try out and see how well they work, whether it's the no kickoffs, things like that,
yeah,
this enhanced in-game betting, seeing if all this stuff works here, and then you know who will take it if it works.
What'd you say? It's the onside kick that they give them a
fourth and ten from the 35. If all these things work, you know where you'll eventually see it. If
in
people
the NFL.
Like it, that's where it'll go.
Right, and I'm sure they'll be watching.
They will be.
The NFL will be watching because of, like, Bill Polian and these guys.
And if they're throwing a game on NFL Network once a week, then clearly they've
got some
stake.
I do believe they'll be throwing some games. Oh, wait.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.